Hey, how's it going? Welcome to Ye Olde Anxiety. This is an audio journal from one very anxious and depressed person to the world. I wanted to document or even just journal this journey for me. My name is Nick. I've really battled with anxiety most of my life, definitely most of my adult life, and have struggled to suppress it, have struggled to hide it, have struggled to cope with it. And where I'm at right now is kind of really in recovery from like a bit of a crisis. I'm like a few, probably now 3 weeks back on sertraline, which is an SSRI, and yeah, where I'm at right now is not fun. And you know, when I'm in much more stable places in my life, I look back to times like these, of which really low there have only been a few, in kind of shock. I'm just like in disbelief. I can't remember how bad it was. And I'm kind of in one of those spirals now where, well, yeah, I'm in a place that in the future I'll hope to forget. But the reason why I wanted to really do this is because, you know, Anxiety is this big word, but what does it really mean? It's like physical sensations, it's narratives I have in my head, it's memories I don't want to confront. And you know, they all, like some Frankenstein, add together to become this thing called anxiety. I've tried to smoke it away, I've tried to drink it away, I've tried to yoga it away. I've tried to manifest it away. God. And to no avail. I think what's clear to me now, you know, I'll be turning 30 in a few months, is trying to run away from this doesn't work. Trying to numb it doesn't work. And the only way I'm going to get through this is by really going through it, going through the motions, going through the difficult process of confronting some of these beliefs, these ideas I have of myself, confronting some of these memories that I find really difficult to think about or talk about, and get help, you know? So I'm recently started therapy, and like I said, I'm back on sertraline, which I kind of never really came off, but I was tapering down. And yeah, things feel like a bit of a mess for me right now, and I'm kind of only really able to focus on the day. I'm on a day by day flex right now, which feels really scary, feels really sad. I'm terrified I'll never come back from this. My nervous system is fucked. And yeah, I'm like a shadow of myself right now. And I think what's really difficult about, you know, like for me, the main problem is anxiety. And then when things get really bad, I kind of get depressed, as opposed to like necessarily suffering with depression on a daily basis or that being my main flavor. It's that secondary for me. But I think what's hard is in the rocky bits, like losing perspective of myself, of why I'm here, of what I'm worth, which is intrinsic, right? We're all worth the same thing, but when I'm really down, I lose that sense of self-worth. And then it becomes this vicious loop of, like, you know, feeling gross for feeling like this kind of pity for myself, and then feeling like this looping. So right now I'm like crawling out of the hole, and I've always tried to hide, I think, the extent to which I feel. I mean, don't we all? This isn't something I ever really tried to lead with. Whilst I'm someone who thinks we should not stigmatize mental health and, you know, be brave with our communications and all the rest of it, you know, this is something I try and run away from at all costs and suppress and hide and not talk about and decentralize from my life. So in a way, this here, what you're listening to, is a bit of an experiment of what happens when I put this front and center and I just lead with it and I just slowly begin to peel the layers off of shame and embarrassment and awkwardness. You know, so I'm going to try and do this weekly. Well, I'm going to do this weekly. And hopefully this will be a kind of recovery journey too. Hopefully as the weeks go by, things will get better. And yeah, you know, I guess life is full of joy too. Life is full of beautiful moments. I really am not, you know, in them very well, very much at the moment. But I'm hoping that joy can be healing for me, and that laughter and that community and love, I mean, it already is. But, yeah, I don't know how long this should be. I guess maybe I should say as well, this is my story, this is my journey. It's going to look different to everybody else's. I'm doing this mainly to kind of hold myself accountable and to step beyond my own self-limiting beliefs of what defines me or doesn't define me. But I guess also I hope that in just sharing relatively or as unfiltered as possible my journey with this, if you experience something similar, you might find some solace in that too. So yeah. So this is day one of documenting my journey recovering from a bit of a, I don't want to say breakdown because that feels maybe a bit too dramatic, but like it kind of was. I guess I'll get into more detail about it as the episodes go on, but everything's ground to a bit of a halt, and my health, like mental health, has spiraled dramatically. So yeah, I'm not at the worst. It's been a long month of the bottom of the barrel, and kind of slipperily climbing my way out the bottom of the barrel. But the last few months has been a bit of a build up too. So yeah, this is where I'm at. Maybe I should just pause here because I don't really have anything else to say. But like I said, hopefully as the weeks go by, there'll be a bit more to say. Yeah. I guess one thing I do want to finish on is I do have hope for myself. I do have hope for the future. And I really want to get better.